This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All Cuts are Mark Masura, Senior Vice President of Global Supply Chain Marketing for Cotton Incorporated. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Cotton continues to face a lot of pressure, a lot of tough competition from fibers, polyester, nylon, many other new fibers that are being introduced into the market. And some of those fibers are targeting products like underwear, jeans, denim products that traditionally have been very high percentage cotton products. So our challenge is to fight off those other fibers and continue to keep cotton share high in those types of apparel products.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Where traditionally cotton has not had a high share, but yet these markets are very important because they have a lot of fiber use, and cotton needs to increase its share in those categories.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
First is technologically. Can cotton technically perform and do what synthetic fibers do? Can it retain color, remove moisture, be engineered or altered to have that kind of technical performance? Can we compete economically? Right now, in this period of high cotton prices, many companies are looking at how cotton prices stack up relative to the price of polyester or nylon. The third area that cotton competes with synthetic fibers is being a natural fiber. Synthetic fibers like polyester and nylon are not renewable. They're not biodegradable to any appreciable degree, and they're not sustainable. They're derivatives of oil. Cotton has advantages that we're going to need in the world market for fiber.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There are a lot of physical properties and chemical properties of cotton fiber that lend themselves to being attractive as an ingredient in other types of products or industrial processes. So we're looking at those things, and we're talking to people and companies and working with some who have nothing to do with the apparel industry or the home textile industry, completely different product markets. And I think that's where the growth for cotton and the potential for cotton is the brightest in the years ahead. Not to say that apparel and home textiles aren't important. They always will be. But we have to diversify the end markets for cotton. We have to continue to look for new uses for cotton fiber. Cotton is really well positioned, and it's a wonderful fiber with a lot of great characteristics.